The energy crisis in Pakistan is fast reaching to the tipping point. The gas supply for all the industrial sectors now remain closed for 3.5 days a week, which is making tens of thousands poor jobless. The energy crisis may take the turn to the worst in coming weeks as the government plans to shut down the supply of gas altogether for the entire industrial sector to give first priority to the domestic consumers in the winter. The gas supply for the fertilizer industry also remains largely disrupted, which may affect the GDP growth of Pakistan, a country heavily dependent on its agriculture sector. Pakistan is facing the shortfall of an estimated 700 million cubic feet gas per day, which is likely to reach 1.5 billion in coming weeks.
If the government does not contain the gas crisis, the energy sector would collapse. The energy crisis is increasing unemployment in Pakistan. Law and order situation is already bad. The educated and skilled manpower is moving outside the country.
Long queues of vehicles such as these are the repeated scene in Pakistan because most of over 300,000 compressed natural gas stations either remain closed or they are deliberately slowing down the gas pressure to more than 3.5 million vehicles to protest against the verdict of the Supreme Court to slash down their extraordinary 20% profit.
I get late to my work because of gas crisis. I find very few vehicles on gas holidays. I have to wait for hours to reach my office in the morning and return home in the evening.
The energy experts point out that the unprecedented gas crisis in Pakistan is primarily because of massive misgovernance and corruption in the energy sector. Another fact is that the gas reservoirs in the country are fast depleting, and the ruling People's Party has done little to explore new reservoirs and import gas from Iran and Turkmenistan. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.